sure we've already been asked questions like this, but your versatility in college, his versatility in college, and the versatility the Patriots tend to embrace here, do you look at this as a really good fit for you to be a complete player?
I have no doubt that, you know, God placed me in the right position. You know, he knew, you know, the what team that I should be playing for, and I was blessed to be part of the Patriots. So, you know, God blessed me with this opportunity, and I'm just, you know, making the best of it, working hard.
You establish a bond at all with these other three guys you're with, and maybe Geno in particular because he's on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, obviously, you know, coming in your rookie class, you're going to get to know them first. You got to do meetings with them. You work out with them. You do a lot with them. You live with them. So, you know, you're going to get to know those guys, and, you know, I would say we got a, you know, a bit of a bond.
Are you strictly a hand-in-the-dirt
pass
rusher, or can you rush out of a 2-point stance?
I mean, it's, you know, they don't have any strict, you know, way you they would want you to rush. But, you know, I'm like I said, I'm looking at the guys ahead of me and just trying to learn, you know, any type of techniques, any type of things that can help me better my game.
First impressions of Bill Belichick. What were your first impressions?
He's a guy that's, you know, like I said, hold his players to account, a standard. You know, he got it on his wall, the door. When you come in, just do your job and, you know, put the team first. He got a list of, you know, kind of rules, I guess you could say. And, you know, he's going to hold his players to that standard, and it's up to you to live this standard.
Malcolm Brown yesterday, when he was speaking about Bill, said that he knows how to show you tough love right out of the gate. Has he shown that to you yet?
I mean, you know, it's, you know, you got different type of coaches, but, you know, I could take any type of coaching, whether it's tough love or, you know, pat on the back, anything, but, you know, once I know the standard and I'm going to hold myself to that standard, then, you know, anything that a coach may say to me, then it just kind of, you know, I understand it.
Does that organization and those expectations maybe make things a little bit easier for you? I mean, you come in, it's your first job really after college. Everybody has to get to a workplace. The fact that he's saying you can do this, this, and this, but you can't do this, this, and this, is that, some guys would say, okay, that's, it's a little bit hard to deal with, but does it make things easier for you to know what the expectations are?
I mean, I guess you could say, yeah. You know, I just come in and, like I said, understand the expectation, obviously observe, you know, the different, what the veterans do, how they handle things, and, you know, there's a lot of guys that I can look up to in that locker room as far as learning how to be a pro. So, you know, just coming and understand the expectation, and then I could just go to work and, you know, just kind of had that in the back of my mind that, you know, this is something I need to live up to.
You guys obviously have a ton of players at the edge position, you know, Nick, Chandler Jones, Sheridan, two rookies. Do you expect it to be like an extremely intense competition for you even to get on the field?
You know, I'm not looking into that competition. Obviously, you know, like you said, we got a lot of guys, but, you know, if I can get better each and every day, you know, that's a win for me. So, you know, I'm not looking as far as, you know, trying to get on the field right now. Right now I'm trying to get into the playbook, getting the right condition, getting the right shape, learn the speed of the game and things like that to kind of just help me be a better player.
Speaking of competition, the caliber of players that you lined up against week in and week out in the SEC, how much of a help is that, you think, now, coming to the next level?
I mean, that was college. I think this is, you know, a totally different ball game. You know, up in the NFL, you know, the things that you did in college didn't matter. But, you know, I'm just a guy that, you know, kind of, I'm coming in, I'm trying to learn the speed of the game of NFL now. You know, college was college, but, you know, now I'm in the NFL. So, you know, I'm doing these OTAs and, you know, watching film, trying to learn the speed of the game of this league.
But how can what you've learned at the college level, specifically for you, you know, getting after the quarterback,
I wouldn't say I bring a sort of attribute or it's a distinct attribute. It's just, you know, that's something I'm trying to find. You know, something I'm trying to, you know, just add in my hard work, my dedication, my preparation, you know, things like that. And, you know, those are only things that I can control. So, you know, I think that, you know, the other thing as far as, you know, producing on the field, that's going to come with it. That's going to come down the line. But, you know, right now I'm just working on bettering myself.
Geno, talk about this. He was a little nervous to
talk to us because you didn't want to say the right thing. Mm-hmm. You seem a little more comfortable. Are you nervous to speak with us? Or?
Nah, I wouldn't say I'm nervous. Nah.
You're worried about saying the wrong thing?
Nah. I mean, I'm, you know, pretty straightforward, and you know, I understand, you know, what type of things that need to be said to represent the, you know, Patriots. So.
Well, you say you're working hard and trying to get better, right?
Yeah.
After you were drafted, Chandler Jones tweeted out, "Is excited, more D-line brothers." How much are you looking forward to the opportunity getting to play with Chandler, Nate, Gino?
I mean, it's obviously an honor, you know, to play, you know, the game I love, and you know, it's always been a dream of mine. So, you know, to come here and to play for this organization, you know, a winning organization, is quite the honor. So, you know, I'm just, like you said, coming here trying to get better and working hard.
You talk about the speed of the game and whatnot. What are some of the things that you've noticed so far?
It's fast. Yeah, pretty fast.
Does it help having another teammate, you know, in the derby, just here as you two, you know, kind of go through the same process together?
I mean, yeah, I guess you could say, because I wouldn't say I'm a people person who like to, you know, make conversation, but to have somebody that I know and I can talk to, or, you know, have somebody I could probably hitch a ride with or things like that, it's pretty nice.
Do you have a relationship with Jake Beckett at all, either, from Arkansas?
Yeah, I was there when he was a senior, so, you know, I know him.
Have you talked to him since you've been here?
Yeah, we shared a few words. Yeah.
You mentioned not wanting to get caught up in the competition on the depth chart. Why is it important for you or somebody at this stage, in the early stage of your career, to not kind of get wrapped up in the long term implications and kind of concentrate on stuff right in front of you?
Yeah, because obviously it's a process. You know, I gotta improve myself before I can even think about competing on the field. So, you know, obviously I gotta get better in the film room, on the field, in my preparation, just, you know, learning how to be a pro. So that's the things I'm doing now.
Who was your NFL team growing up? Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Arkansas. So who was your?
Yeah, I didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
No, I didn't have one growing up.
I'm curious, get away from football for a second. Just curious, what led you to major in economics?
I like math, and it seemed pretty interesting, so I just took a shot at it.
Is there anything that applies to economics to you, NFL?
Money, obviously. I mean, just learning how to manage it, learning how to finance it, yeah.
Just thinking too about maybe finance.
Obviously, yeah, the business side of it. You know, you can, like you said, time management, money management, you know, just things as long as financing and, you know, things of that nature. So.
Thank you.